This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Dealing with the cleanup of oil.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Obama administration will be meeting with oil company BP today. The administration and company executives are trying to determine how BP will pay for the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. David Kotak is Chief Investment Officer with Cumberland Advisors. He's with us now from Tampa, Florida, to talk about the real economic costs. Hi, David.
Hi, Steve.
Besides the reputation, what kind of economic damage could this cause to BP?
This is potentially huge for BP, and the estimates are rising in terms of cost and liability every day. We have no idea. This is much bigger than, say, the Valdez event with Exxon, and that cost Exxon billions. This could cost BP tens of billions, maybe more. There's no way to know today.
I keep thinking about all the other rigs and the outfits, not only in the Gulf, but along the California coast and elsewhere. I mean, why aren't these things fitted with this safety valve, if you will?
I have no idea why they're not fitted with the safety valve. I suspect there is now going to be a huge examination of the entire industry and the outlook for that to be an ongoing, in-depth investigation is 100% at this point.
How are U.S. consumers going to feel the residuals of this oil spill, this massive spill?
Well, of course, the obvious is we're going to see the price of seafood and shrimp and things go up. And the shrimp farms in South America, I understand, are already gearing up for that. But the other thing we have is we've got five states who are getting an economic shock, and they are piling on top of what has been a three-year financial crisis, housing crisis, and we're about to get another thud on top of it. So I expect the economy to start to show signs of reactive weakness as early as the May and June statistics.
David Kotak of Cumberland Advisors with us from Tampa this morning. David, thanks.
Thank you.
We got a Commerce Department report that was released today. It shows only a modest rise in income and another dip in personal savings. But the government is hopeful a big jump in consumer spending in March is a better sign of things to come. It was the biggest rise in at least 5 months. And manufacturing and construction numbers were up today as well. Stocks are higher right now, anywhere from 0.5% to 0.5%. The Dow now up 84 points at 11,093. The NASDAQ up 25, about 1%. And the S&P up just under 1%, about 0.8% right now. European shares are higher right now as well. Asian shares dipped today, but the Nikkei did manage to add 1%. General Motors says sales in April rose nearly 6.5%. And finance officials from around Europe have agreed to a bailout for Greece. Combined with help from the International Monetary Fund, the three-year loan package would top $146 billion. But Greece has to make some unpopular government cuts to get that money. Reductions in pay, layoffs, even a sales tax hike.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
United Airlines is buying Continental in a $3 billion deal. The combined company will take United's name, but use Continental's logo on the planes. The deal needs approval from shareholders and antitrust regulators. Marketplace's Brett Neely has more.
The airline's strategy for selling this merger sounds like an old commercial.
Two great tastes that taste great together. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
But instead of chocolate and peanut butter, the airlines touted their irresistible combination of hubs and routes. Here's Continental CEO Jeff Smisek.
We are taking the best of two leading airlines and combining them in an extraordinarily complementary way.
Continental and United say that together, the new carrier will have over $1 billion in synergies from cost-cutting and extra revenue.
Companies very often, when they do merge, they anticipate synergies.
Boston University professor Alan Michael studies airline mergers. He says most of the time, those anticipated numbers are way too optimistic.
Synergies don't really get generated in mergers.
But after a decade of record losses and layoffs, the airline industry believes that getting larger is the only way to end its misery. And if this deal takes off, smaller airlines may also look for a sweet combination. I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd says he won't be at a big fundraiser in New York. The fancy to-do will feature some of the biggest names from Wall Street. A lot of folks targeted by financial reform legislation, which Senator Dodd is heading up. But New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, who's up for re-election, will be there. And as Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson found out, those invited could deliver her a war chest boost.
On the guest list, lots of Wall Street names.
Wall Street is where the money is.
That's Dave Leventhal with the Center for Responsive Politics.
If you want to raise money, if you want to have a successful campaign, then you've got to raise dough to do it. And going to Wall Street, well, there's still a lot of cash to go around there.
And in recent elections, most of that cash has gone to Republicans, though in 2008, Leventhal says it was an even split between the parties. And this year, he says Democrats are losing ground with the banking industry.
The Democrats are receiving about 45%, the Republicans about 54%, and still there's a whole lot of cash to be raised, as you can tell with this fundraiser.
Senator Gillibrand's office says tonight's get-together is not an industry event and that she remains a supporter of strong financial reform. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
And finally, it's not just the banking bigwigs who are making a killing in the corner office. Media execs are taking home lots of money as well. The New York Times says Les Moonves over at CBS doubled his salary last year to $34 million. Brian Roberts at Comcast took home $25 million. Tough times for the media, yeah. But in their defense, steering a ship through consolidation and declining ad revenue and a sinking business model, well, it's pretty tough work. Hey, share your thoughts with us online at our website, marketplace.org. Plus, I'm tweeting as well. If you want to check out more of what's going on in the business world, go to Twitter, and it's Chiotakis, C-H-I-O-T-A-K-I-S-M-M-R, at twitter.com. Thanks so much for being with us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.